Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reply to the discussion this evening. Prime Minister chairs 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi to further strengthen centre-state partnership for faster growth. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha on Monday. In South Korea, proceedings of Parliament begin for second impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol for his attempt to impose martial law. Rain disrupts first day's play of the third cricket test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia, forcing early draw of stumps for the day. And India to take on Japan in semi-final of Women's Junior Asia Cup Hockey at Muscat, Oman today. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha today resumed the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution.
Constitution spirit, jis spirit se hum aaj tak 75 varsh pura ho gaye hain, usme likha hua jo shabd hote hain, uske alawa samvidhan ka jo spirit hai, usko bhi humne kaise mante hue aage chalne ka kaam kiya hai. Main fakr mehsoos karta hoon, Pradhan Mantri Modi ji ka jab karyakal shuru hua, usne samvidhan ko isi spirit ko mante hue apna sarkar ka mantra ko is desh ka samne mein rakha, sabka saath, sabka vikas, sabka
The minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and the minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it affects the country's global image.
आगे ले जाने के लिए सबको एकजुट होकर काम करना पड़ेगा और आजादी प्राप्त करने से सिर्फ नहीं होता है देश को आगे ले जाना पड़ेगा डेमोक्रेसी में भारत से कोई मुकाबला नहीं कर सकता है डेमोक्रेसी में हम सबसे आगे बढ़ गए हैं लेकिन आर्थिक के क्षेत्र में जो सवाल रह गया था हमारे सिंगापुर मलेशिया इंडोनेशिया कई देशों का जीडीपी पर कैपिटा इनकम हमसे 8 गुना 9 गुना ज्यादा हो गया तब प्रधानमंत्री जी को लगा कि आजादी सिर्फ होने से नहीं होगा डेमोक्रेसी होने के साथ भारत को एक अमीर शक्तिशाली राष्ट्र बनना चाहिए तब जाकर के विकसित राष्ट्र का नारा लगाया
Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law, secularism and equality. Heated exchange of words took place between the members of the Treasury benches and the DMK members on the issue of A. Raja's remarks against the members of the ruling side. The ruling side members objected to his remarks and said the DMK MP should apologize. Mr. Jagdambika Pal, who was on the chair, asked Mr. Raja not to make such remarks against anyone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. This will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local body elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral-free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from 1st of January next year. In a statement, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said that this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and the increasing cost of agricultural inputs on farmers. Our correspondent reports the banks have been instructed to provide widespread publicity to ensure maximum outreach and awareness among farmers and stakeholders of their operational area.
The move will provide enhanced financial access to farmers, ensuring they have sufficient resources to meet their operational and developmental needs. It will enhance credit accessibility, particularly for small and marginal farmers, who benefit from reduced borrowing costs and the removal of collateral requirements. The initiative will also increase the uptake of Kisan credit card loans, allowing farmers to invest in agricultural operations and improve their livelihoods. Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today remarked that Indian democracy has to be centered on the balance of expression and dialogue. He also emphasized that democracy thrives not just on systems, but on core values. The Vice President made these remarks while addressing the 50th Foundation Day program of Indian Posts and Telecommunication Accounts and Finance Service in New Delhi. He said today's institutional challenges from within and without often stem from the erosion of meaningful dialogue and authentic expression. He mentioned that expression and dialogue complement each other, and harmony between the two is the key to success.
These twin forces, expression and dialogue, shape democratic vitality. Today's institutional challenges from within and without often stem from the erosion of meaningful dialogue and authentic expression. अभिव्यक्ति का उद्गार और सार्थक संवाद दोनों ही प्रजातंत्र के अमूल्य आभूषण अभिव्यक्ति भी और संवाद भी एक दूसरे के पूरक हैं दोनों में सामंजस्य ही सफलता की कुंजी है
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A private school in R.K. Puram, Delhi, received a bomb threat this morning. According to the Delhi Fire Department, the school received an email around 6 a.m. An official from the department stated that after receiving the information, the Delhi Police Bomb Detection Team and fire officials reached the spot, but nothing suspicious was found. He also added later the threat was declared a hoax and all the vehicles returned. Yesterday, over 30 schools in the national capital received hoax bomb threats. Upon receiving the information, the schools were evacuated and the bomb disposal squad carried out their checks at the locations, but nothing was found. The Indian Army inducted 456 new military officers as part of the passing out parade held at the Indian Military Academy at Dehradun in Uttarakhand today. We have more from our correspondent.
The event held at the historic Chetwood Building Drill Squares was reviewed and saluted by Nepal's Chief of Army Staff, General Ashok Raj Sigdel. The parade, a testament of discipline, dedication and pride, left an unforgettable impression on the spectators. As the officers took their Antim Pak, they earned the honor of becoming part of the Indian Army. During the ceremony, Gentleman Cadet Jatin Kumar was awarded the prestigious Sword of Honor. A total of 491 Gentleman Cadet passed out, including 35 cadets from friendly foreign nations. Gentleman Cadet Pratham Singh, who topped the Order of Merit, was awarded the gold medal, while Jatin Kumar received the silver medal. Gentleman Cadet Mayank Dhyani, who finished third, was presented with the bronze medal. Sankshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, today exhorted the newly commissioned officers to be the future leaders and commanders. Speaking after reviewing the passing out parade at the Air Force Academy at Dundigal near Hyderabad, he said the flying officers are the future leaders and commanders, not just air warriors, and they will chart the destiny of the Indian Air Force. He said, let the huge responsibility be a motivating factor in their lives. He urged them to uphold the core values of the Indian Air Force: mission, integrity and excellence.
If you let the core values of Indian Air Force, mission, integrity and excellence, be your guiding beacons while you navigate through your careers, remember, you will never go wrong. I urge each one of us in blues to uphold the ethos, traditions and honor of the Indian Air Force. And on behalf of the entire Indian Air Force, I wish an exciting and fulfilling career to the newly commissioned officers.
Over 200 flight cadets of various departments of the Indian Air Force, Indian Navy and Coast Guards, besides one officer from friendly countries, have completed their pre-commissioning training at the Air Force Academy. The parade also witnessed the commissioning of the first batch of Weapons Systems Branch officers into the IAF. During the ceremony, the Air Chief Marshal conferred the President's Commission on the graduating trainees and presented the wings and brevets to the flight cadets. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has planned to deploy new route patrolling vehicles named Rajmarg Sathi on the highways to enhance road safety and strengthen highway patrolling. These vehicles are equipped with advanced communication and safety tools and will be useful in minimizing traffic disruptions and improving road safety. The onboard AI video analytics equipped camera will capture and identify cracks and potholes, as well as other elements including vehicles, pedestrians, road signs and other infrastructure assets. In South Korean proceedings of parliament began today on second impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol following his brief attempt to impose martial law. The motion will require the support from 200 of the National Assembly's 300 members to pass, and only then the matter will proceed to the Constitutional Court for impeachment motion to pass. Opposition lawmakers must convince 8 parliamentarians from Mr. Yoon's Conservative People Power Party to defect. Meanwhile, thousands of people have already taken to the streets of Seoul today in rival rallies for and against Yoon, hours ahead of the impeachment vote. The voting comes a week after a first attempt to remove President Yoon for the martial law debacle foundered. If President Yoon is impeached, his powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from the office. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency said cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. And in cricket, stumps has been called on day one in the third cricket test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane due to rain. The play will resume half an hour early tomorrow and for the rest of the match at 9:50 a.m. local time. Rain interrupted the play multiple times. Put into bat, the hosts were 28 for no loss at stumps in their first innings. In the World Squash Team Championship, the men's match between India and hosts Hong Kong, China for a 5th place finish is underway. India was leading the match 1-0 when reports last came in. Earlier, the Indian team defeated Germany 2-0 in the 5th to 8th place playoffs yesterday. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team can only finish at the 7th or 8th place after losing 3-0 to 7-time champions England in the 5th to 8th place playoffs. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reply to the discussion this evening. Prime Minister chairs 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi to further strengthen centre-state partnership for faster growth. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha on Monday. In South Korea, proceedings of parliament begin for second impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol for his attempt to impose martial law. Rain disrupts first day's play of the third cricket test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia, forcing early draw of stumps for the day. And India to take on Japan in semi-final of Women's Junior Asia Cup Hockey at Muscat, Oman today. And with that, we end the midday news.